Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, for decades now, corporations have been figuring out ways to squeeze out additional productivity out of their workers, without increasing compensation. In 1965, Karen the cashier was paid the equivalent of $25 an hour in today's money. 90% of her job was to cash out customers. When the store was slow, she would be free to gab and gossip with Stacy, while stock boy John did all the heavy lifting and mopping. Today, Karen makes around $16 an hour if she's lucky, but probably less. And they changed her job title from cashier to sales associate. Sales associate sounds cool and professional and implies higher pay. Instead, they not only pay her less, but they expect her to clean, date, and stock products, deal with condiments and ice, prepare hot and ready food, brew tea and coffee, perform guest services, auditor till, balance the safe, dump the trash, and in between all of that, she's still expected to cash out her customers, and so much more. But that's just Karen. John, on the other hand, can no longer be a stock boy. He also now has to have the title of sales associate, and he's expected to do everything Karen does plus anything that involves heavy lifting, reaching high shelves, covering the till for his female co-workers so they can flirt with a guest, protecting his female co-worker from that guy she was flirting with not 5 minutes ago, but now all of a sudden is creepy, as well as shoveling all the snow. Even if wages had kept up with inflation, John and Karen would still be expected to work a lot harder for the same amount of money, which gave their corporate store overlords lots of unskilled labor at a tremendous discount. The corporate store got away with it because they were able to disguise all their increased responsibilities and duties in the pay-per-hour model. It is a kind of labor inflation that impacts workers in addition to the inflation of the dollar. Once upon a time, ye old Walmart came to town and offered Karen and John a few more dollars an hour, and they had to work harder, but it was worth it because their pay was significantly increased and they felt they had a good deal. But little by little, ye old Walmart kept adding added responsibilities until functionally John and Karen were making less for their labor than they would have made had they kept their jobs at their local grocery store, unquote. Well, Randy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Karen probably wouldn't even work if there wasn't women's liberation in the first place. I put a link in the description to a video with deceased director Aaron Russo, where he mentions that one of the Rockefellers told him that feminism was all about getting women into the workforce to tax women. Meanwhile, by getting women into it, it created massive inflation, not directly, but through wage deflation, because suddenly there were twice as many workers in the workforce. That's why grocery stores can get away with passing down so many responsibilities down to their workers, because people have no choice but to accept the jobs if they're willing to work for something that's in an industry that's not either dominated by males or females. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Karen will be lucky to have a job as automation takes it away from her clown world show. Randy, with respect to productivity gains, I agree with you. Productivity has gone way up, but salaries are flat. It's reaching a breaking point with the cost of living, and people are just going to do the minimum to survive. You're already seeing that in Canada with productivity collapsing when compared to the US. We're the canary in the coal mine. Also, companies here aren't investing in new equipment as much. That leads to productivity and declines even further. The government here is starting to get into panic mode because they planned on bringing in tons of immigrants to build homes, but no one wants to work construction, so the housing supply is too expensive to build. The economic collapse is coming if they keep screwing us like this. In about 2 or 3 years, there'll be no housing supply left, and people are trapped in their homes, unable to sell them to get out of their insane mortgages. In China, 85% of young people don't want kids because they're basically government slaves. The human animal doesn't seem to breed in captivity, it seems. Just to give you an example of how expensive housing is, it's $200,000 for a townhouse in Florida or Vegas. In Canada, it's 3 to 4 times that amount. So something is about to break. Inflation is raging, except when it comes to salaries, it seems. With regards to quiet quitting, people are refusing promotions at their jobs because they're getting tons of added responsibilities, but not enough pay to warrant the personal sacrifices that they have to make. On one side, corporations are working us to death or wrecking our health. And on the other side, the cost of living is rising so quickly that they're making it impossible for many to have the normal middle-class existence anymore. We're quickly reaching a point where people in North America will start getting lazy and stop caring because the social mobility ladder is being pulled up from under them, so very few can reach it. This is really dangerous because then people will take more time off and be less productive, the way Europeans are, but in Europe they have a social safety net that promotes this sort of more relaxed work ethic. Americans work salary jobs because they need the healthcare benefits, unlike in Canada and Europe, where they're typically provided for. So long as those healthcare benefits continue, people in America will continue to work themselves to the bone to make sure their families are healthy. But as the fertility rate falls and less people have families, you'll start to see more guys going their own way from work as well as women. It's like those diminishing returns will eventually lead people to do the bare minimum to survive. That's what we're seeing with less and less guys working. This also ends up creating wage inflation. So big companies creating wage deflation in the short run will have to deal with wage inflation in the long run. A sort of inflation that can't be stopped because it's men going galt and playing video games and eating Cheetos in their mother's basements. How exactly is the government supposed to motivate men that have no hope of finding a decent wife or job to support themselves? Many guys will just make as little as possible, pay next to nothing in taxes while living in their mother's basement, and tell the system F you. The system, of course, can print money and create inflation, but then even more guys will bail out because a day's wage will barely buy them food. They'll just sit and collect food stamps instead and maybe work a cash under the table job and spend their money faster than it can be devalued. The state will then need more money, so we're probably going to enter a period of what I call financial repression, where the government will limit which assets you can buy so your money stays put in the country so they can devalue it and print and transfer the purchasing power to themselves. This is what governments do. They either sacrifice the currency or themselves. They usually destroy the currency, though. We also appear to be entering the whole world of you will own nothing and be happy, with the cost of living being too high and rising too quickly for basic survival. With the cost of living being too high and having to work too hard for basic survival, many people will just start stealing the way they are in places like California. That just gives the government an excuse to instill martial law. But there's a good chance that there will be actual insurrections and a civil war as people stop trusting the leftists entirely. That's why having some Bitcoin and precious metals outside the system in your own possession, with no counterparty risk and outside the reach of government debasement, is key at this point. Randy, while I don't think that inflation is caused by women directly, and happened indirectly by doubling the labor pool, and it's worse in fields that are co-ed. Inflation is caused by the government predominantly these days, and as governments become increasingly gynocentric in the future, with more female politicians, they will not be able to resist the temptation to print. The least of our worries at this point is wage deflation. We have to start thinking about how to protect our savings from financial repression. Even if somehow that doesn't happen, Randy, you're also forgetting about AI, replacing cashiers entirely, as most stores have automated checkout machines already. Wage deflation wouldn't be a problem if prices of goods fell along with the cost of labor. Where we're living in an inflationary monetary system, and technological progress creates deflation. Those two things are incompatible. And I think we're reaching the point with blockchain and crypto where the state and money will be separated for good, because people will stop trusting governments not to inflate their fiat currencies. The system is broken, and we might be nearing the point where governments are going to have to be responsible to the people instead of robbing them. What a change. Corporations that hire people, good luck with that though, because they'll just use more technology to remove the labor. The whole system is about to come to an end, and I don't know how. In this video, I brought up so many things that'll possibly happen, but I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's probably going to take another 5 to 10 years until most people notice AI and automation making a massive impact on their jobs. High interest rates are destroying people's lives because of high debt carrying costs on mortgages. The system is about to break, and making a fair wage is only the least of our troubles at this point. In the meantime, workers will have to keep working their butts off in salary positions because they don't want to lose their healthcare benefits and end up homeless. These are the types of times that lead to some sort of revolution. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy the Dakota MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Karen the cashier is smashing John the janitor and barista in the bathroom at work, while some wokester is impatiently waiting for his coffee. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the corporations that don't pay people enough at their jobs so they can only afford to sleep in their cars instead of in a tiny one-bedroom apartment away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.